You remember Ronald Reagan's Freedom Fighters in 1985, right?
Sure.
When they were admitted to the White House with great fanfare. At the time, they were freedom fighters. Later, they became terrorists, as we all know. Now, those freedom fighters, formerly known as terrorists, they are described by Western corporate media as insurgents. So, Al-Qaeda never happened. It never existed, because our war was never against Al-Qaeda. And this is being proved now on the ground in Syria, where we have Salafi jihadis from at least a dozen countries in the Muslim world, especially from Iraq, Sunni Iraqis, but also from Kuwait, from Pakistan, a lot of them from Libya as well, who fought against Gaddafi in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
They are on the ground. They are working side by side with NATO. So now we have an alliance that we can call NATO-GCC Al-Qaeda, because we have Turkey, Britain and France, NATO members. The U.S., of course, are leading from behind with the CIA operatives on the ground. The GCC, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, they are financing most of these Salafi, most of them. Saudi Arabia is financing all of the Salafi jihadis, and Qatar is financing everybody who's aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, because this is the foreign policy of Qatar. Muslim Brotherhood everywhere, we finance you to the hill. And then we have the so-called, as we call it in the West, the Al-Qaeda franchise element, which are Al-Qaeda affiliates, Salafi jihadis in general, and local affiliates of Al-Qaeda, including a Syrian branch. I just got a video from one of my sources in Syria, which is absolutely outstanding, because in 30 seconds, he proves the whole point. It's a video in a suburb of Aleppo, in northern Syria.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kid with a Kalashnikov. He's being coached to praise the Free Syrian Army. And right behind the kid, you see the black flag, the Al-Qaeda black flag of a local Al-Qaeda affiliate in northern Syria. So this shows you more or less what's really going on on the ground. But now, how do you explain this to Western audiences everywhere, especially in the U.S., in Europe? It's a newspeak gambit, once again, a new Orwellian twist of language. The people formerly known as terrorists now are being called insurgents. And if you go to, for instance, articles in the New York Times, this is how they are being described in Syria.
Right.
Most of these people are commanders of the so-called Free Syrian Army, which, by the way, is an alphabet soup of at least 100 different groups. You can hardly differentiate among them. And in fact, this is something I'm planning to publish maybe today or tomorrow. There is a Swedish report where most of these groups are identified, the alphabet soup and what they stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so most of the commanders on the ground of the so-called Free Syrian Army, they are not Syrian. They are Iraqi Sunnis. Why? First of all, because there is a low-level Sunni, let's put it this way, insurgency, but in fact it's a low-level guerrilla war against the predominantly Shiite government in Baghdad. The borders between Iraq and Syria in the desert are extremely porous. There's a back and forth. All of the tribes, I would say, in the border on both sides are Sunni. So these guys, the Sunni Iraqis, they have combat experience. They are heavily armed. They are also being financed by either Saudi Arabia or Qatar. So now they're pouring into northern Syria easily. Nobody has definite numbers, but now we're thinking about tens of thousands. And this is one of the reasons why they can now have different fronts, not only in northern Syria. They opened a front in Aleppo 2 or 3 days ago. Aleppo is now being bombed by Syrian army jets, in fact. And they got into Damascus last week before that famous explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, did not decapitate the regime.